Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States will enhance its force posture in Europe in direct response to the threat posed by Russia's war against Ukraine, announced President Joe Biden at the NATO summit in Madrid.
We're going to make sure that NATO is ready to meet threats from all directions across every domain, land, air, and the sea.
The United States has already taken steps to strengthen NATO's security, noted President Biden.
We surged 20,000 additional U.S. forces to Europe to bolster our alliance in response to Russia's aggressive move, bringing our force total in Europe to 100,000. We're going to continue to adjust our posture based on the threat in close consultation with our allies.
At the NATO summit, President Biden announced the United States will do more to strengthen NATO's deterrence and defense and European security. This includes the establishment of a permanent V-Corps headquarters forward command post in Poland, which will improve U.S.-NATO interoperability across the eastern flank. An additional rotational brigade combat team in Europe will be positioned in Romania and have the ability to deploy subordinate elements for training and exercises across the eastern flank. There will be enhanced rotational deployments in the Baltic region, including armored, aviation, air defense, and special operations forces. NATO allies are doing their part as well and have significantly enhanced their contributions to NATO through identified reinforcements and establishment of new combat-credible structures able to scale up to brigade size across the eastern flank. "We're stepping up," said President Biden. "We're proving that NATO is more needed now than it ever has been."
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.